Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Paul Allen, Vikings Radio Network. Right there. One of the big stories today in sports. Running backs getting paid. We'll talk about that. I'll also do my best to keep you in sync and up to speed on what's happening in college football. I'll never be able to say, and I'll be here 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 to 3 Pacific throughout the fall. I'll never be able to say, you know, full schedule of college football games unless this Hail Mary meeting tomorrow, this Zoom call with the Big Ten presidents, gets them to reverse course and we see Big Ten football, say, a month from now. Still think it's very doubtful that we get that. Dennis Dodd, CBSSports.com, who's on the network all the time, doesn't think it's going to happen. Still thinks the Big Ten will delay and we won't see the Big Ten start until maybe late November, early December, at the earliest. But I will try my best to keep you up on college football. North Carolina, number 18, North Carolina is finally pulling away from Syracuse, 28-6 in the fourth quarter. North Carolina did everything it could to give, to try to spot Syracuse a big lead in the first half. But the Orange, who are starting a fullback on the offensive line today and had their two leading rushers from last year opt out, dropped the touchdown pass, wide receiver dropped the wide open touchdown pass, and they squandered those opportunities. And now North Carolina is starting to get it together. They're picked to finish, I think, third in the ACC behind Clemson and, wait for it, Notre Dame in a conference for the first time in 130 years. They have fans inside Notre Dame Stadium. That's one of three games I have on in studio right now. They do have fans there. It mostly, to me, looks like students. I don't have the volume on. That would be awkward if you heard Mike Tirico and Tony Dungy in a competing television network on the air. I think I would get in trouble with my bosses, and it wouldn't really sound all that. Optically, that would sound bad. I haven't heard an explanation there because the game kicked off at 2:30 Eastern, 11:30 Pacific when we were, you know, just getting on the air here. But I think it's just students and the bands. And Duke is up on Notre Dame 3-0. Chase Bryce, the Clemson transfer, who's Trevor Lawrence's backup, crossing route that put Duke with the first and goal situation. They had to settle for a short field goal, 29-yarder. Notre Dame, Ian Book now, who I think played for either Parsegian or Rockne at Notre Dame. I'm not sure which coach recruited him there. The Notre Dame quarterback had the Irish at midfield. And then this is going to be a story for Notre Dame this year because they're replacing guys like Kemet and Claypool. Had a wide receiver drop a wide open pass on 3rd and 4 that would have moved the chains. So I believe they punted. I don't think Kelly rolled the dice and went for it. So early on here, Notre Dame is a 3-touchdown favorite, is trailing Duke. One other game involving a top 25 team that I'll tell you about quickly, Iowa State. At home in Ames. Now, they have no fans at their game. They just have the band. So instead of 60,000 fans, instead of playing Iowa today, they've got the Louisiana Raging Cajuns And they are down 10. Louisiana has the ball with 6 minutes left. So Iowa State is in danger of losing another one of these non-conference games in September, which has been a calling card under Matt Campbell, who everybody seems to think is going to get an NFL job someday, like a Matt Rule type. Down 10 in that spot. Louisiana is a veteran team that won 9 games last year. So we'll keep you up to speed on all those games. Georgia Tech and Florida State also set to kick off this hour, the first game of the Mike Norvell era for the Seminoles. And that's a good segue to talk about Dalvin Cook, who's a Florida State alum. These running back contracts that came down right before airtime here, right before I signed on, Minnesota and New Orleans, two running backs that were disgruntled heading into camp. Cook wanted a payday. Kamara wanted a payday. They both get it. Cook, 5 years, $63 million. Kamara, 5 years, $77 million. I've seen it at 70. Some people are reporting 75, others 77. What, I mean, to guys like you and me, what's the difference? 75, 77 million. It's still a ton of money. And half the deal is guaranteed, or just about $34 million guaranteed. Two NFC contenders, and two NFC contenders in the Vikings and Saints that don't want big parts of their offense, don't want two guys who are unhappy. You know, Minnesota's trying to make up for the loss of Diggs. He's in Buffalo now. And Kamara in New Orleans, they don't know how many more shots they're going to have at this. So I get that. You know, you overpay for somebody because who knows what the Saints are going to look like when Drew Brees leaves. Now, I think they're actually in pretty good shape at quarterback behind him, with Sean Payton convincing Jameis Winston to play there. I don't buy the Taysom Hill thing. But I do think that Winston still has a shot to be a good NFL quarterback. Minnesota, I don't feel as confident about because I've just never really been. Let me rephrase that. I don't know what it means to be a Kirk Cousins fan. I think he's a legitimate NFL quarterback. I don't think you'll ever win a Super Bowl with him. That's my stated opinion, and it has been for a long time on Kirk Cousins. I just never, though, Andrew Filipponi, CBS Sports Radio, I just never believe in these types of deals for running backs. I don't think it works. I live in a city. I'm in Pittsburgh. The Steelers were smart, or let me put it a different way. The Steelers were lucky that Le'Veon Bell didn't take their money, sat out a year, and ended up with the Jets, where he averaged 3.2 yards per carry last year and didn't have a run over 20 yards. I'm not a big believer in paying a premium for a running back. Now, I'll draft one late in the first round or in the second round. I'll do that and get 5 years out of the guy, but then I'm letting him walk unless he's affordable, unless he takes a hometown discount. And I don't think Dalvin Cook did that. I know Kamara didn't do that. What I don't get about deals like this, what I don't get about it is, the NFL is, according to the people that get paid more money to talk about it than me, the NFL is a copycat league, right? How many times have you turned on the NFL network or any of the NFL broadcast partners and somebody has told you that? Oh, the NFL is a copycat league. Once one team finds something that works, everybody does it. Ooh, the Wildcat. Before you know it, everyone has a Wildcat package. RPOs. Everyone's doing run pass options now. Copycat league. Can you recite the list of teams that are paying star running backs and winning Super Bowls? If you're a Vikings fan, if you're a Saints fan, put the cork back in the champagne bottle and don't waste your time celebrating these signings, because I see no evidence that it works. It doesn't. Does not work. And now the salary cap is probably going to come down because The revenue is not going to be there. And so you pay a lot of money for a position where championship teams go out into their backyard and they pluck a running back off a tree and win. Well, Andrew, what are you talking about? Well, let me back it up for you. I don't do these shows and just give you kind of random thoughts and stream of consciousness. Let me tell you why I'm right. Here are I didn't want to go back to the 1970s. I don't see how relevant that is. I don't even see how relevant 10 years ago is. How about right now? Recent NFL history, Super Bowl champions, are they signing running backs to long-term deals? Are they paying a lot of money for running backs? How about last year? Who won the Super Bowl? Kansas City. They're starting running back in the Super Bowl, a guy that got robbed of the MVP, Damian Williams. A guy signed off the Miami Dolphins practice squad, a 27-year-old running back. Okay? Year before that, the Patriots, Sony Michel. First-round running back in his rookie year. Decent money. Pretty good money for a running back. Not crazy money. Year before that, Philly, Nick Foles. Philly special. They upset the Patriots. Who is the Philadelphia running back? Journeyman LeGarrette Blount. Year before that, the Patriots come back from 28-3 to beat Atlanta. Who is the Patriots' leading rusher on that team? LeGarrette Blount. Year before that, 2015, Peyton Manning's carcass carried to a Super Bowl by a Denver defense. Was it because he had great running backs? No. Leading rusher in Denver in 2015, Ronnie Hillman. It's a copycat league. Why are winning teams, why are good teams like the Saints and the Vikings backing up the Brinks truck for running backs? I don't get it. I don't get it at all. This would probably be a good time for me. If I'm going to rip into two NFC contenders, I should probably tell you who I'm picking to win the NFC this year. Because you can either make fun of me for it or compliment me for my bold prediction. I am taking the Arizona Cardinals to win the NFC. And I am doing that because I believe that second-year quarterbacks, second-year starting quarterbacks, you see immense improvement there. Second-year players, look at Lamar Jackson. He was in his second year. Wins the MVP award. Year before that, Patrick Mahomes. He was in his second year. Threw 50 touchdown passes. You could really look at Peyton Manning's rookie year and then look at what they did in his second year. They went 13-3. Look at Dan Marino in 84. The second year is when quarterbacks... And this is why I'm so down on Baker Mayfield. The second year is where quarterbacks grow. Second year in the league, Tom Brady steps in for Drew Bledsoe, wins a Super Bowl. He was ready. That's where you see massive improvements. And it might not always show up in the stats. In the case of Jackson and Mahomes, it did. I think Kyler Murray is going to be a star this year. You know, people don't always do their homework on things. You know, and if I said I like the Cardinals because they traded for DeAndre Hopkins, okay, that's nice. I mean, that's adding one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. But that's not all. The Cardinals had the worst injury luck on the offensive line last year. The worst injury luck in the entire league on the offensive line. So imagine that. A rookie quarterback has no protection. It's not a good formula. And they still, yards per carry, were second behind the Ravens. So now the offensive line is healthy. You traded for Drake in Miami. He's back. You add DeAndre Hopkins. You expect Kyler Murray to get much better. Offense looks like it's in good hands. Let's flip to the other side. Chandler Jones is one of the most underrated players in NFL history. Patrick Peterson and Budda Baker in your secondary. You draft, I think, people are going to say Chase Young. I think the best defensive player in college football last year was Isaiah Simmons. He fits today's NFL. You can move him around. He's versatile. He's a Swiss Army knife. Not many people last year said the 49ers were going to make the Super Bowl. They came out of nowhere. Garoppolo got healthy. They went to a Super Bowl. And I think the Cardinals will do the same thing. I think that's my pick out of the NFC. I think the NFC conversation is much more interesting than the AFC conversation. Because the AFC, after watching Thursday night and watching Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the AFC is the Chiefs conference to lose. They're going to have to screw something up to lose. The NFC, I think, is wide open. You could make a case. I just made one for Arizona. You can make a case for maybe 6 to 8 teams. And two of those teams just signed running backs to long-term deals, which I think is idiotic. I think Minnesota and New Orleans will regret signing those guys unless they win a Super Bowl in the next couple of years. But the teams that do that don't win. I gave you the list of leading rushers on Super Bowl teams. They're not household names, folks. They're not highly paid guys. So I want to get your thoughts here. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. I got double barrel questions going for you this hour. Is it a good idea to pay a running back? What are your personal thoughts on giving big money to a running back? Whether it's Christian McCaffrey, Saquon Barkley, Dalvin Cook, Alvin Kamara. I say teams aren't learning their lessons. It never makes sense. I don't get it. It's like nobody looks at the way championship teams are built. I want to know if you agree or disagree with me on that at 855-212-4227. I also want you to tell me who you have winning the NFC. Who is your NFC favorite? If you don't want to, you know, go on a limb and say, well, this team's going to win, give me the team you think should win. At 855-212-4227. Because if I did that for the AFC, it would just be like Chiefs, and maybe some, you know, complete rando would chime in and say Baltimore, probably some Ravens fan. And somebody to maybe make themselves sound smart would say the Steelers, because they do have the ingredients. And that would be the extent of the AFC conversation. The NFC, I think, is far more interesting. You can make arguments for, I guess you can try to make arguments for, Dallas, Philly, Minnesota, Green Bay, maybe even Detroit. Yeah, I said that, Detroit. Atlanta, New Orleans, Tampa. And then really the entire NFC West. San Francisco, L.A., Seattle, and my pick, Arizona. Do you agree with what the Saints and Vikings did? Giving running backs big dough? Who do you have winning the NFC? You can answer both or one of those questions with me next at 855-212-4227. Andrew Filippone is my name. And I'm coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. If you don't want to call 855-212-4227, you can always tweet me at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I. You can tweet us at CBS Sports Radio. I want to know what you think of these big running back deals for Kamara and Cook. Smart move, dumb move? I want to know who you think is going to win the NFC. Who's the favorite in the conference? We haven't seen an NFC team play yet. So that's still, I think, an open bet. Who do you like and why? 855-212-4227. It's gone final in Ames. Louisiana upsets number 23, Iowa State, and it wasn't close, frankly. Two special team scores for Louisiana. Another Sun Belt team is trying to pull off an upset. Kansas State and Arkansas State are tied at 28. Arkansas State played last week against Memphis, so they've got an advantage, in my opinion. They are tied in Manhattan. Kansas has the ball. 855-212-4227. It's the Pony Express. I want your calls next on CBS Sports Radio.
Andrew Filippone is on the air.
Congratulations to Louisiana, the Ragin' Cajuns. Their first win over a ranked team since 1996. Jake Delhomme may have been their quarterback that year. They take down Iowa State, a sleeper in the Big 12. First upset of the college football season upon us. Notre Dame, second quarter underway in South Bend with students at the game. Not many fans, looks like a lot of students. Duke up 3-0, although Notre Dame is driving. Just moments ago, the school announced Brian Kelly had signed a contract extension. 10 years at Notre Dame, 92 wins. So he's averaged 9 wins a season. He's gotten them to the national championship game where they were embarrassed by Alabama. He got them to the college football playoff where they were destroyed by Clemson. Has done a very good job there, but I stop short of saying a great job because, like his predecessors, Notre Dame can't seem to find a way to score a big win at the end of the year. If they get in a New Year's Day bowl game, and I'm not counting last year in the Camping World Bowl, as one of those games. If they get into a big bowl game or into the college football playoff, they don't just lose, they get embarrassed. And so he's done enough to retain the job, Brian Kelly, but I still think he has left the Notre Dame fan wanting more. One time, get over the hump, and that hasn't happened. They're inside Duke's 10-yard line. Slow start for Notre Dame, working in a lot of new faces on the offensive side of the ball at skill position spots. Andrew Filippone, CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about running backs getting paid today. Just about an hour and a half ago, contract extensions announced in the NFL for Dalvin Cook and Alvin Kamara. I don't agree with giving running backs big money. It doesn't. You don't see those guys play for championship teams. Running backs tend to do their best work in their early 20s. And sure, there are exceptions like Marshawn Lynch and, I guess, Frank Gore. But those are exceptions. Why would you want to bet on an exception to the rule when it doesn't work, when it's not translating into championships? The Saints and Vikings did that today. So I disagree with that. Want to know what you think at 855-212-4227. I also want you to tell me who you have winning the NFC, which is a way more wide open and interesting conference than the AFC, where it's the Chiefs conference to lose. I'm picking Arizona as a dark horse. How about you? 855-212-4227. That number sponsored by Geico. Did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. Here is Anthony in Nebraska on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
So I kind of disagree on the paying running backs, just in the sense that I think multidimensional running backs need to get a little bit of a paycheck. I think your Christian McCaffrey needs a paycheck. He's not just playing running back. He is playing receiver. He is playing out there. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, that he's a versatile player. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely true, but I don't know. I mean, what have the Panthers won with him?
That's true. The Panthers haven't won anything, but, you know, I might be a little biased on McCaffrey being an Iowa fan. I mean, I spent one quarter of a bowl game getting mad and the next three quarters just admiring how good the kid was.
Yeah. Okay.
But you know, obviously the O-line needs to be the ones getting paid to make the holes. But when you have somebody who is playing wide receiver, he needs to get paid like a wide receiver. You know what I mean? The core wide receivers are getting paid. And, you know, them not winning is not a Christian McCaffrey problem. That is... You know, that might just mean you need to share up some offensive line issues.
Well, but yeah, but here's the problem, is that you rob Peter to pay Paul in those cases. We're dealing with a capped sport. You know, you can only spend so much money per year, and that's why this is a dilemma. This isn't Major League Baseball, where you can spend and spend and spend and spend. If you want to be the LA Dodgers, if you want to be the New York Yankees, you can have everything. You can have your cake and eat it too. You can't in the NFL. Expensive running backs don't win championships. Guys picked up the scrap heap do. And good rookie backs on first-year deals do. That is a young man's position. And so the attrition rate at running back is higher than anything else. They're chewed up and spit out more than any position. It's a risk. And now for the Saints, it's a $77 million risk. For the Vikings, it's $63 million for Cook. I don't get it. Sean is in South Carolina. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Sean.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, man.
Hey, so I like the Cardinals a lot this year. Don't get me wrong, but I got a different team in that division. I like Seattle Seahawks. Now, you're talking about... players. I'm a big fan of DK Metcalf, and he's in his second year. I really like him to come out on top, sort of be the number one. I think he'll take over, honestly, Tyler Lockett's position. And just like you were talking about with running backs, you know, not getting paid as much as the star ones and still being on them Super Bowl contender teams, you have Chris Carson getting paid, I think, not even $3, $4 million.
Well, not only that, but I thought the Hyde pickup was smart. I mean, it's a guy that was a 1,000-yard back last year. And they didn't really spend anything to get him. So you've got protection at the position. You can use both. If one gets injured, you don't feel like you're in deep trouble. My question for Seattle. Yeah, you can't, because he's one of the best defensive players in the NFL. I've got two questions with Seattle. Number one is their offensive line going to be good enough? They can't get Wilson killed. You know, he's always going to be able to move around and make plays with his legs. But I see too many leaks and too many holes in their O-line consistently. And the other thing is, are they going to be able to put enough pressure on the quarterback? And so they're going to be a team that tests the theory that football is won in the trenches, because Seattle's not good there. They're not good up. I don't expect the Seahawks to dominate either line of scrimmage. You know, they got upside at skill position players. They've got one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. I think they've got the best quarterback in the NFC. And they made themselves better by taking advantage of the Jets. But their lines concern me. So that would be my issue with Seattle. I think they'll make the playoffs, though. Especially now with seven teams. Do you agree with giving star running backs big money? I think you've got to resist the temptation. Minnesota, New Orleans, $63 million for Cook, $77 million for Kamara. You think that's smart? 855-212-4227. And who's your pick to come out of the NFC? Because I think that's a question that is going to yield a ton of different answers. A lot of different answers. It's not Kansas City and everyone else, and that is the AFC, even with Baltimore. I mean, there's a wide gulf between those two teams. In the NFC, I don't think people are banking on San Francisco repeating. So who do you like? 855-212-4227. If you don't want to call, you can tweet me. Follow me on Twitter, @ThePony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I. You can follow us at CBS Sports Radio.
Andrew Filippone is on the air.
Yeah, wherever you are, CBS Sports app, CBSSportsRadio.com, Sirius XM Channel 206, all our affiliates on FM and AM today. Tomorrow, pro football is back, and another season of the NFL on CBS begins. Week one, Cam Newton debuts in New England. Last year's MVP, Lamar Jackson, leads the Ravens against Baker and the Browns. And Josh Allen and the Bills face Sam Darnold's Jets. Plus, Joe Burrow's first game with the Bengals. It all starts with the NFL today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific tomorrow on CBS. We've already had one Sun Belt team knock off a top 25 team today. Louisiana went to Ames, Iowa and beat number 23 Iowa State convincingly. Two special team scores. Now Arkansas State, who went to Memphis last week and lost by 13, 37-24, leads Kansas State 35-31 with 17 seconds left. K-State has the ball. This is one of the three games I've got on in studio right now. Arkansas State, with under a minute to go, scored a touchdown. Jonathan Adams, a wide receiver, caught his third touchdown ball of the day. And now K-State is in big trouble. Chris Klieman, their second-year coach, who replaced the legendary Bill Snyder, won eight games really out of nowhere when they were picked to finish at the bottom of the Big 12, had momentum with a quarterback returning, Skylar Thompson. That now they're in danger of dropping their home opener to a Sun Belt team. Notre Dame used a fake punt backed up inside their own 20-yard line to spark their only scoring drive of the game. They are a three-touchdown favorite at home against Duke. There are students at this game, but not even close to capacity. And they have a small lead on Duke in the second quarter, a Duke team that is working in a transfer quarterback from Clemson, Chase Bryce, under center today. Andrew Filippone, CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about the NFL and the decisions made by NFC contenders like Minnesota and New Orleans to extend number one running backs today. Dalvin Cook and Alvin Kamara both get huge deals. Kamara gets $77 million. Cook gets $63 million. I don't get it. They're good running backs, but running backs are replaceable. They're disposable. You use them, and then you let them walk, or you bring them back on bargain deals. And this is not a bargain. These types of contracts don't work. We don't see championship teams paying running backs big dollars. And so I want to know who you think is going to win the NFC. Maybe you like one of those two teams, Minnesota, New Orleans, to win it all, to get to the Super Bowl, to get to Super Bowl 55. I think it's the wide open of the two conferences. I think there are a lot of different choices. Me personally, I like Arizona and Kyler Murray's second year and Larry Fitzgerald's swan song to get to a Super Bowl. I want to know who you like. 855-212-4227. If you don't want to call, you can tweet me at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I, like the last four letters of my last name. Express spelled like it is everywhere else. Final few seconds here. Ticking down, it looks like we're going to have our another upset, which, look, I said, if you missed the 2 o'clock hour, 11 Pacific, you know, I said at the start of the show that I'm having a hard time. For as much as I love college football, I'm kind of faking it today where I'm really trying to be into it, totally into it. I've got all the games on. I watched game day, but it's just not the same with so many teams. Ohio State, Michigan, Oregon. We were supposed to have Ohio State, Oregon today. We don't. And so without those games, it's been hard to get into college football. But I'm trying, and I guess it beats the alternative not having it at all. Here is Andrew in New Orleans on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, man.
My point is, you can win with running backs. While it might not happen often, just like elite defenses don't always win them, but it happened with the 2001 Ravens, the Seahawks, etc. think of Marshawn Lynch, Emmitt Smith, Todd Gurley.
Well, what do you mean? Wait, well, hold on a second. What do you mean the Seahawks?
Well, when, in 2013, when the Seahawks won, it was on a elite defense, the Legion of Boom.
Yeah, who was the quarterback, though?
Somebody that doesn't put up amazing, amazing stats, but somehow makes the playoffs every single year, so he's very clutch. But that was the defense.
Wait a minute here. Like, to make your point, you're trying to disparage Russell Wilson?
No, I was discussing running backs, but you had kind of...
No, I know, but you said, like, you lumped Russell Wilson into the same bucket as Trent Dilfer, and I just can't continue a conversation until I address that point.
Right, absolutely. Well, I didn't mention Trent Dilfer. That was you. But
no, you said... Did you mention the 2000 Ravens, or am I making that up?
I said elite defenses. 2000 Baltimore Ravens. 2013
right.
Seattle Seahawks. Am I mistaken on that point?
No, I just thought you... I thought your point was great defenses without a quarterback. I thought it was what you were saying.
Without a quarterback, but great defenses that win championships. But
right.
I was just saying sometimes the cookie-cutter approach of you don't sign a running back doesn't necessarily mean you won't win a Super Bowl. Todd Gurley and the Rams almost did it the other year. They were very close. Marshall Faulk with the greatest show on turf would be an example. And that Smith
okay,
the Cowboys.
But here's the thing with Gurley that goes against your point. Like, it put the Rams in a bad spot where they're paying all kinds of dead money for him to play for another team in the same conference. And in the playoffs, they had a better running back on the roster than him. They used a guy off the couch named C.J. Anderson more than they used Todd Gurley in the playoffs that year, and they still got to the Super Bowl. So Gurley didn't even get them there. Some no-name chubby running back did.
Late in the season, yes, you're right. But my point is this: the Saints are on a win this year for a Super Bowl or bust, and Kamara will be kind of like McCaffrey is for the Panthers. He'll be the future of the offense, but we really won't be competing for a Super Bowl after this year if Drew Brees retires.
So all the investment Sean Payton's made in the quarterbacks behind Drew Brees is just you go back to being the hapless Saints when Brees decides to broadcast games?
I would say we won't be championship contenders, but that doesn't mean they won't be fun to watch.
Okay, like the idea to me that because, you know, Brees is running out of time, you start to make bad decisions. Okay, that's new. Here is Ari in Pennsylvania on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Ari.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man.
I'm a little disappointed in you for forgetting the Colts.
The Colts don't play in the NFC.
I was thinking about AFC. If you're going to just say the Chiefs, I think Colts is going to have something to say about that. And the NFC...
Really? Their quarterback should have retired after last year.
Yeah, but now he has a good line, solid running back.
What do you mean? Isn't the line already injured? They didn't have one offensive lineman miss a start last year, and isn't Nelson already banged up for tomorrow?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
And then NFC, I say Buccaneers because with Brady... And I think their defense is going to be better than what they were last year.
Well, they will be because Jameis won't either spot the other team points with interceptions that go for pick sixes, or he won't throw interceptions that will give opposing offenses a short field. And that's one thing Brady doesn't do. He doesn't turn the ball over. Like, those two guys in that respect are polar opposites. The Bucs were the best team in the league against the run last year, by the way. Here's Joe in Colorado on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Joe.
What's up, man?
Hey.
So I just want to agree with your point, and I also want to take it to another level. No team has ever paid a running back and been successful, but also successful teams should be paying attention to what the Patriots have been doing over the years. They don't pay anybody, and they still find a way to win football games because it's about splitting the cap. Every year that Tom Brady took a cut, the
yep.
Patriots were still successful because they were able to put a team around Tom Brady.
That's
not
exactly
just
right.
One player.
Yep.
You know,
I mean, they manipulated the cap because of Brady's decision to put championships ahead of making money. Although I have questions about, you know, funneling money to TB12 and that whole organization. They had a deal with the Patriots. It was Brady's company. I mean, I wonder about. No team paid the middle class of NFL player like the Patriots. They could afford to do it. It's a reason why they always seem to have enough money. When a good player got cut or a good player wanted a fresh start somewhere else, it always seemed like the Patriots could accommodate the guy. And that's because they had the greatest quarterback of all time and he wasn't getting paid market value. Which, if I'm the head of the union, if I'm DeMora Smith, I'm furious about that. I want every player to try to get as much money as possible. I want them to max out, but Brady just never believed in that. Even now in Tampa, he's not getting paid like that. It's a huge advantage. Notre Dame, number 10 Notre Dame, a disappointing start to their ACC conference. Their lone, their inaugural and last ACC conference season as Duke here is, they're in a dogfight against Duke. Duke has a fourth and goal situation, but it looks like they're questioning whether or not there was a late hit, maybe a hit that is going to get a guy ejected, or actually it looks like they're looking to see if the quarterback's knee was down before he got rid of the ball. But either way, it looks like Duke's going to put up points here, maybe get a field goal before the half, and that'll be a one-point game potentially going into the break. And Notre Dame's a 3-touchdown favorite here. How do I know that? Because I live in a state where sports betting is legal. College football, its biggest name is still playing. Is that the right call? We'll debate it next. Danger Filippone, The Pony Express, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.